This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health.
Should plastic bags be a thing of the past? There's a movement to ban plastic bags in New York City, or at least for now, put a 10-cent surcharge on those who wish to use them. Plastic bag legislation was introduced to New York City Council on August 22nd, and it's currently awaiting a hearing with the Sanitation Committee. There are 13 votes, and 26 are needed for the legislation to pass. A coalition of groups called the Bag It NYC Coalition are hosting outreach events and working on specific council members in swing districts to get this plastic bag legislation passed. Some cities have already put forth restrictions on plastic bags, and some have gone as far as even banning them completely. We spoke with recycling expert, attorney, and founder of PlasticBagLaws.org, Jenny Romer, who is leading this charge against plastic bags in New York City. She explains what the legislation entails and what it sets out to do.
So the bill is a 10-cent charge on all bags in New York City. It was introduced on August 22nd by council members Lander and Chin, along with 11 other co-sponsors. And council member Lander looked at the issue with my help and the help of a bunch of other environmental groups in the city for about 6 months before deciding with exactly what kind of structure he wanted to move forward with. So he looked at banning plastic bags, banning certain types of plastic bags, and he ended up with a 10-cent charge. So this is similar to the legislation in Washington, D.C. that's a 5-cent charge on all single-use bags, and that's led to a huge reduction there. It's led to about a 60% reduction. That applies to all stores in Washington, D.C. that sell food. And there, not only did they see a reduction in the amount of plastic bags people were using, but they also saw a similar reduction in the amount of plastic bags in the river.
So what's the big deal? Why do we want to reduce plastic bag consumption? Jenny elaborates.
There are a lot of reasons to reduce plastic bag consumption. The main one that I care about, that I see every day, is plastic bag litter. One of the main reasons behind that is that because they're free, people get them without thinking about it. Even if you throw away a plastic bag, it can end up as litter because they're so light and aerodynamic. If you throw them in the garbage can and there's nothing in them, then they'll end up in the wind, maybe against a fence somewhere in Bushwick. And then also, they tend to end up in waterways. And so they can become a big component of aquatic litter. You know, there are plastics in the ocean. Animals eat them. There are studies that have come out recently about how barnacles are digesting a lot of plastics, and they're not supposed to be. They don't know that they're doing that. And also sea turtles see plastic bags as food because they look a lot like jellyfish in the water, and sea turtles digest them. They get stuck in their stomachs and they starve.
And what can you do if you want to help the cause?
So if people want to get involved, they can go to bagitnyc.org and register. And that way we can tell where people are that are supportive of the legislation, and we can reach out to you to specifically contact your council member, because that's how legislation works in New York City. Council members care about what their constituents think. So if your council member has not signed on to the legislation yet, we need your help in order to have them do that.
Next time you're shopping, consider saying no thanks to plastic. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is If You Are by Julian Meyer. Thanks for listening.